Welcome to Fast Intelligent Care, the podcast for occupational therapists who want to make a real impact. Every Tuesday, we bring you fresh ideas, clear insights, and practical solutions in assistive technology. Let's make smarter, faster, and more effective care simple. Your journey starts now. Hi, in today's episode, we'll talk about the work health and safety risks of using hoists in small bedrooms and how to overcome them. Picture this. A small bedroom, maybe in an aged care facility, maybe at a home. You've got a bed, a chair, a nightstand, some medical equipment, and probably a cup of tea precariously balanced on the windowsill. And now you bring in a hoist. Suddenly, it's less care environment and more a game of Tetris. And guess what? You're the player and you're losing. Tight spaces create big risks, but the good news is with a little planning and the right equipment, we can reduce those risks dramatically. First, we'll go through what are the challenges of small spaces. So when we do have this scenario where we have a lot of equipment in the room and we're bringing in a big hoist, what happens is suddenly you're bumping into walls, struggling to position the hoist properly, and feeling like you need free arms just to do this transfer safely. So what are the real risks of a cramped space? First up, we have restricted movement. In small rooms, caregivers are often forced into awkward positions to maneuver hoists, twisting, overreaching, and bending around furniture, which is a recipe for musculoskeletal injuries, especially in the back, shoulders, and knees. And let's be honest, if a caregiver is injured, it's not just a personal issue, it impacts the whole care team and puts a client at risk too. Our following challenge is limited access to our client. When beds are pushed up against walls, getting proper access around the client can be near impossible. This means caregivers might end up manually lifting a client to get the sitting properly applied, defeating the whole purpose of having a hoist. And it skyrockets the risk of injury for everyone involved. And then we have trip and slip hazards. When you're moving a hoist around a small space, a trip could mean a serious injury or fall for the caregiver, the client, or both. And let's talk clutter. Between personal belongings, furniture, and that random exercise bike that no one's used since 1998, you've got a full-blown obstacle course. And now imagine moving a hoist through that. One false step and it's less care environment and more wipeout. And nobody wants that. And then we also have frequent adjustments and repetitive strain. Constantly adjusting the hoist, repositioning furniture, and bending to apply a sling, it all adds up to repetitive strain injuries. And those small repeated movements, they can cause long-term damage. Think chronic pain in the wrists, the back, and the shoulders. And then our last challenge is inadequate room for sling application. Let's talk about sling application. Now imagine the nightmare of having to apply a sling when you have a bed up against a wall and you can't get on both sides of the bed. You might have better luck putting on a fitted sheet. Caregivers end up bending awkwardly or lifting clients manually, and that just puts everyone at risk. Now we'll go through the ergonomic risks to the carers. Okay, so now we know the environmental risks, but what about the ergonomic risks? The ones that affect carers' bodies during hoist operation. Let's break those down. So we have pushing and pulling of hoist. So we've already mentioned those repetitive movements, but imagine you have a hoist that is really difficult to maneuver because it has small casters, it doesn't have really good crown clearance, it might be a very heavy hoist, or it might not have ergonomically designed push bars or a push pad that you can rather push with your legs instead of straining your shoulders and back. All those repetitive strain movements are going to add up. If those push bars aren't designed well, especially for caregivers of different heights, those caregivers are going to be forced in those bad, awkward postures, straining their back and wrists. And over time, we're going to have injuries. Then we can also have strain from operating the leg spread mechanism. Now you can get hoists with manual leg spread mechanisms, and you can get ones that are operated with the handset, so they're powered. Well, when you have a more compact hoist, those usually don't have the electric or powered leg spread and usually have a manually operated leg spread. Now the problem with this is you can get leg spread mechanisms that are very tight and require quite a lot of effort to actually step on it to spread the legs open. Now you can get hoists that have a lever or pull, which helps spread open the leg mechanism. However, this is even worse. because we're using repetitive wrist movements and it's not at all working with our joint protection principles, which is that we want to use our bigger joints, stronger muscles. So we don't want to be repetitively having to use our wrist to be able to operate that leg spread mechanism. Our last ergonomic risk to caregivers is hoists that don't go low enough, which forces caregivers to manually lift clients to attach slings for a floor lift, which again completely defeats the purpose of using a hoist because we want to eliminate as much manual handling as possible. A good hoist should be able to lower close to the floor, which allows us to very easily and quickly attach those sling loops and be able to safely do a floor lift. Unfortunately, something that we do commonly see is some compact hoists, because of their shorter boom, they don't have as low of a lifting height, and it does make it more difficult to be able to attach these sling loops. So even though you want to have a compact, lightweight hoist, we do want to still be able to do a floor lift for those cases that the person might end up on the floor and we don't want to be lifting that person from the floor, because that will be a major manual handling task. So our last part, we'll go through what is the solution. What can we do to reduce these work health and safety risks to our caregivers? So first thing is use a hoist that is designed with ergonomics in mind for those small spaces. Think compact, foldable hoists with ergonomic push bars, which means might be very oversized handles, which is going to be suitable for caregivers of different heights. Look at hoists with an easy to operate leg spread mechanism. So something that's going to have those leg spread pedals that are quite sensitive, that it doesn't require too much force. Look at hoist designs that reduce that strain and make moving around those tight spaces easier. And remember, we want to have a hoist that can sufficiently reach the client in the middle of the bed, that we don't require that much additional manual handling to be able to get the sling applied or to be able to get them to the edge of the bed to be close to the hoist. So even though we want compact hoists, there is a point where we do want a sufficient boom reach to get to the client. And we also want to have sufficient lifting height to be able to safely do a floor lift. So it's a bit of a balancing act between having something that's compact and small for those small environments, but still eliminating or minimizing that manual handling repetitive strain that we will get from operating a hoist. We can also look at optimizing the room layout. Think carefully about furniture placement to leave room for the hoist to be able to maneuver, and where possible, center the bed in the room instead of having it against the wall so that caregivers have access around both sides of the bed. Also consider things like your compact foldable hoist that you can actually store away when it's not in use, which will mitigate that trip and fall hazard with having hoist legs possibly in the way or a caregiver possibly bumping into a hoist. These simple shifts can make a huge difference in your sling application and transfer safety. And then lastly, remember to provide caregiver training. Even the best equipment needs to be paired with proper care training. Teaching carers how to safely operate the hoist in those tight spaces will reduce the risk of injuries and improve client outcomes. So yes, hoisting in small spaces is tough, but by understanding the risks and choosing the right solutions will protect your caregivers as well as your client. And that's what good care is all about, keeping everyone safe and preserving dignity. What are some hazards that you've come across working in small tight spaces or small bedrooms? And what has been your biggest solutions? We'd love to hear from you in the comments. In our next episode, we'll be talking about some safety features that you might want to look out for when you're choosing a hoist that will make sure that you're keeping your caregiver and your client as safe as possible. Thanks for joining us on Fast Intelligent Care. We hope you're leaving with fresh insights and tools to make a real impact as an occupational therapist. If you've got questions or topics you'd like us to cover, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe and join us every Tuesday for more ideas and strategies to deliver smarter, faster, and better care. Until next time, keep making a difference.